Welcome one and all. Let's call the meeting to order and welcome you all. This is different, bizarre, and so far, at least that we're able to get together virtually in the light of enjoying each other's company and Brenda's good cooking. I hope that Brenda's doing well with all this COVID stuff as well. Is there anyone from the public? I think we just have folks, commissioners on the line. Good afternoon, Kim. Welcome. Hearing and not being aware of anybody that wanted to make comments from the public, we'll dispense of that and move on to the minutes of February 3rd, 2020, which were the minutes in your packet. Were there any changes or observations? Or who would like to make a motion?
Carolyn Dahl, I move to approve.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Second.
Thank you, George. We have a motion to second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of approval of the minutes as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Welcome, Sharon, Kim. See Brent dialing in there. Next reports. My report I'm going to steal from number five and recognize new folk. New Commissioner Pam Carter. Pam, you weren't here at our last meeting to go through the proper hazing, but welcome. Inquire what community you're from and representing. Something that no one in this call knows about you, and any affiliations you have with academic institutions.
Well, I'm on the Augusta County Board of Supervisors. Something no one knows about me. Oh gosh. I love to fish. And I teach at Mary Baldwin at the Murphy Deming College in the nursing program. Adjunct.
Terrific. Good. 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 I already forgot what my third thing was.
There's more?
Just know that there'll be more hazing as necessary, but welcome and glad you're here.
Thank you.
Also wanted to recognize Carolyn Dahl stepped up to be vice chair of our commission. And thank you, Carolyn, and other folks that are serving on the executive board. Also, I had stepped back from the Go Virginia board, and Terry Short graciously stepped into that role, and I think they're trying to meet virtually as well. On a disappointing note, bringing you news from the Go Virginia Region 8, that George Pace, who's been the chair of that since the inception, has actually stepped away from the Go Virginia board to focus more time at University of Virginia Hospital System, I believe it is. Their gain is our loss. George was a very capable chairman, and his presence will continue to be felt in the Valley, but certainly in a different fashion. But wanted to share those pieces with you. And unless I've missed anything, Bonnie, I'd ask that for your report.
Hey. Thank you, Mr. Friedman, and welcome everybody. It's good to see everybody's faces. There's one more person I need to admit, and I'm trying to do two things at one time, so I hope I don't leave anybody in the waiting room. I think the only other person we're expecting that said they were going to be on the call is Rhonda Cooper, so I'll keep an eye out and make sure that she's not waiting too long in the waiting room. So I have a couple of announcements to make. We just heard maybe an hour ago that the EDA, the Economic Development Administration, out of their Philadelphia office, has just awarded a $2 million grant to the Shenandoah Valley Airport. Rhonda, let me let her in. This is a grant that we've been working on with the Shenandoah Valley Airport. You've heard us talk about it probably several times. We started working and made application in December of last year. We were hoping to hear something in January or February about it, but of course, you know, the dreaded COVID came along and put everything, on the back burner, including this grant application. But this is a $2 million grant that will be awarded to the Shenandoah Valley Airport to construct two corporate hangars and all the infrastructure related to that. They are matching this with a probably a $2.5 million grant that they received from USDA. So it was it's a one-to-one grant application, and they'll build these corporate hangars. There's a huge demand out at the airport, and still is, even with coronavirus. There's a huge demand for corporate hangar space, and along with that, it brings high-paying jobs in the aviation technology field. There's also, I don't know about right now, but there's a pilot shortage. So there's a pilot program and an aviation technology technician maintenance program at Blue Ridge Community College. And so we'll be coordinating with them to train the folks to get the jobs that are going to be created. It's going to have a big impact on our entire region. So we're real excited that we just got announcement about that. I just saw the press release that came through, and there's a very nice quote from Governor Northam as well as Senator Mark Warner. So we'll be getting that information out to you all as well. So Elizabeth, who is on vacation, basically crafted that application for the Shenandoah Valley Airport. So I just texted her the good news. So she's going to go celebrate for us now that she's on vacation this evening. So. And then when she gets back, we can all celebrate. Sort of related to this, the Economic Development Administration, it's a federal agency, and we've been receiving planning funds from them for 40 years. Every year we get an allocation because we are a designated, we're called an EDD, an Economic Development District. And with that designation comes funding to us to be able to help all of our localities apply for grants. We can use this money to provide technical assistance and support. Now with the CARES Act, we have been invited to apply to the EDA for some additional planning funds that we do not have to match. Typically, we have to match these one-to-one. So we've been invited to apply for up to $400,000. To receive these funds over the next 2 years to do a number of things. We have applied for $399,999.99 because that was the maximum that we could apply for. The application went in on June the 8th. These are non-competitive funds, so basically we just have to ask for them, and they should be making that announcement shortly as well. What we'll do with these funds is we'll do a number of things, and this is over the course of a couple of years. We'll do a region-wide pandemic response and recovery plan for the entire region. We'll also use the money to provide support to all of our local governments that want to apply for other EDA and other types of funds to help our economy get back on track and to recover and provide a lot of support for our businesses and try to get our economy back on track and recovered and also prepared for in the event that this happens to us again. So we're real excited about both of those funding opportunities for us. And then finally, we're working with all of our cities and counties by surveying and inventorying and analyzing how they're going to use their CARES funds. Each one of our cities and counties received an appropriation based on their population. This also came through the Federal CARES Act, came to the state, and then the state distributed those funds to all the localities in the state. There's a couple of caveats with that. The money is very restrictive on what you can and cannot use the money for, and you also have to spend it or allocate it by December 30th of this year. So we're working with all of our localities, putting a matrix together of how they're using their funds so they can share with each other to see what's the best use of these funds. So we're happy to be able to help in that way with all of our localities. And then I guess that wasn't finally. Today, we brought half of our staff back to the office. We've all been, for the most part, I would say 75 or 80% of us have been working from home for the last 3 months. And it's worked out actually very well. We were able to quickly pivot and be able to continue to carry on the work that we're doing remotely and working from home. But as of today, we're going to bring half of the office back on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The other half comes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then the following week we'll switch out again so that we never have more than 10 people in the office at a given time. And we have some very strict guidelines on social distancing and wearing masks and sanitizing and washing your hands and all that good stuff. The doors are locked. We don't have a lot of the public that comes to our office anyway, but if they do, if they're a vendor or a maintenance person, they're going to be required to wear a mask in our office. So we will follow the guidelines from the state as we open up, our businesses and offices and just kind of, be very careful and safe. But I can assure you we're probably working harder and busier, just differently than we ever have. So everybody was glad to see each other in person today. It was a little odd hearing noises coming out of, different people's offices, people talking and chatting and that sort of thing. But we are glad that we have the ability to be able to, continue doing the work that we can and still being safe at the same time. So with that, Mr. Chairman, that's the end of my report, and I'm glad to answer any questions that anybody has.
Thank you, Bonnie. I'm sure returning to the office is much like children who have gone away to college and coming home. You're glad to see them, and it's also a little bit awkward and stumbling over one another, but all good. Good to have family back together. Yeah. Any questions for Bonnie and her report? Very good. Again, congratulations to Elizabeth and more importantly to the airport with that terrific grant and progress going forward. Next item is Treasurer's Report, and I will call on Carolyn, I think.
No, Terry Short is our treasurer, and obviously he's not on here, so I'm sure Lee can take care of that.
Guide it through.
Thank you very much. Basically, we're on track as of April 30th to the budget that we approved, you approved in February. And the only caveat being that one of our contracts calls for basically a milestone contract, which requires us to meet certain milestones before we can recognize revenue for accounting purposes. Even though we're confident we'll meet those milestones, we do spend up front expenses that are basically a foundation for the rest of our revenue recognition. So we will show a loss as of June 30th, but understand that the cash flow will come at the back end of that contract. The rest of the income statement, statement of activities, and the balance sheet, or statement of financial position, are in line. We have had to postpone some of our filings or reimbursement requests with the transit system. Which we had told you last time we would be up to date on. We were up to date on until COVID happened, and we had to postpone those a couple of months, but we are now getting caught up with those at the end of the fiscal year. But other than that, everything is looking good.
Thank you, Lee. Any questions for Lee regarding the financial report? Hearing none, I'd welcome a motion for approval of the financial statements as we need to do at each meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Butch. Thank you, Rhonda. Have a motion, a second, any discussion? Hearing no questions and no discussion, all in favor of approval signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Next item is consideration of draft budget. Mr. Bell.
Yes, sir. So we have a $4.6 million budget this year, which is up about 17% or $653,000. That is a majority of which is federal funding related to CARES funding. Within that budget is a almost, not quite, 3% funding for, or 3% increase, I'm sorry, for wages and benefits, of which about 0.5% is wages, the rest of it is benefits. And the benefit portion is a function of healthcare spending, of which 5%, we are gonna recognize a 5% increase in premiums, and the rest of it is a mix between our staffing last year and our staffing this year, predominantly a function of the number of employees selecting family health care versus single health care in the past. We also have an increase of about 5% in staff hours. Now, as an institution, we decided to remove our Easter holiday this year so that we could have more work hours. We reduced the number of budgeted hours for weather-related office closures, snow, and whatnot. Because of the investment we've made in teleworking, we've decided that not as many hours are needed for snow days and what have you for the office to be closed. So that's been a benefit to our labor productivity. Now, I don't want it to go unnoticed that we have relieved our transit partners and localities of $479,000 of local commitments, which is a tremendous benefit. Now that's a function of CARES funding. Now another $94,000 was an internal decision not to ask for ARC funding or ARC match funding for our communities that are in the Appalachian region, and then also related to the Fields of Gold funding, which we're not asking for this year, and a postponement of the agreed upon 10 cent per capita increase, because we haven't taken an increase in the per capita assessment rate in 10 or 11 years. But we're going to postpone this another year to let everyone work through this environment. So that equates to basically $575,000 worth of local relief that we can offer up front. I mean, that's outside of the CARES Act funding that each of our localities is receiving. This is just what we can offer. And the only caveat to all this is that we're going to ask the board to approve or to give us the okay to fund the $40,000 of ARC commitment from our development fund reserve, which we have enough reserve to cover that $40,000. But I will leave it at that. I know we have a long meeting, so if you have any questions, please go ahead and ask them. If you don't feel like asking now, shoot me an email. I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you, Lee. Anyone have any questions regarding the proposed budget? I would just add, I don't think everybody was on the line when Bonnie mentioned this, but back in May, the executive committee met and reviewed the budget with Lee and staff and talked about all these changes and unanimously recommend approval to the full commission. And please know that Lee and Bonnie's phone, email, and Zoom, if necessary, is available whenever you need it if you have questions or want to work through some of the numbers.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lee. Any questions from commissioners? Hearing none, I would ask for your consideration of the budget as proposed.
Carolyn Dahl, I move to approve the proposed FY21 budget.
Second that.
Thank you, Carolyn. And I'm going to give it to, I think it was Steve I saw offer a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of approvals of the budget, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, we stand approved, and thank you all for your approval, and thank you, staff, for the pivoting and many gyrations that became necessary with the current situation we find ourselves in. Next item is consideration of resolution authorizing the application for state and local aid for ride share. Ian?
Frank, I'm going to actually take that. This is Bonnie.
Sure.
Yeah, Ann and I have divvied up a lot of these resolutions. In your packet, you would notice a resolution that we need your endorsement on. We have an annual ride share program. We get funding from DRPT, which we match. That's to promote people to carpool, and it would also support other alternative types of transportation, like walking and biking and taking public transportation. We use this funding. We get this every year from DRPT to provide this. We do it in conjunction with the Thomas Jefferson PDC because we know there's a lot of people that live over here in the valley, yet they work over in the Charlottesville Albemarle area. So this is a campaign to get people to carpool and take public transportation, which is a big issue right now. People are a little bit reluctant to get into a car with somebody else. But nonetheless, this is the first year that the state has asked for an endorsement through a resolution. And so we're asking for your resolution, your approval of this resolution to continue our ride share program.
Thanks, Bonnie. Anyone have any questions about item number 7, this resolution? Hearing none, I welcome your consideration.
Move for approval.
Thank you, Sharon.
Second.
Thank you, Butch. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of approval of this resolution, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all. Number 8, Rural Transportation Planning Grant.
That would be Ann.
All right. Take it away, Ann.
Thank you, Mr. Friedman. And I have the next 3, I guess, so I'll keep going. The action item before you right now is approval of our Rural Transportation Planning Work Program and that grant, which we receive from the Department of Transportation each year. Each year they provide the PDC with $58,000 and we match that with $14,500. We use those funds to help localities update their comprehensive plans. The past year, we've worked with the city of Lexington and the city of Buena Vista on their comprehensive plan updates. We developed a pedestrian master plan for the town of Elkton in Rockingham County. So we use this money to help localities do their local planning projects, apply for grants during those cycles, and do small area studies. And ask that you approve this and we'll get that resolution off to VDOT.
Very good. Thank you, Ann. Any questions? Hearing none, I would ask for your consideration of the Fiscal Year 21 Rural Transportation Planning Grant application.
So moved.
Thank you, Bill.
Second.
Hey, George? Excellent. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Oh, I thought I seconded.
You did.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, just kidding. No further discussion. All in favor of approval of the Rural Transportation Planning Grant application, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you all very much. Roll on, Ann.
Thank you. Okay, next up are resolutions of support for a long list of applications that are going into the Smart Scale program. This is the fourth round of Smart Scale, which is our statewide program for evaluating and scoring transportation and transit projects. Projects can be funded up to 100% through Smart Scale. It is the way things are done in Virginia these days in terms of funding our bigger projects that are not maintenance or smaller scale through TAP. So this is an every other year program. Last year we worked on transportation alternatives and revenue sharing. But this is a TAP year, and the PDC itself is eligible to submit four applications. This is generally on behalf of a locality, if that locality perhaps is already using their four slots for other projects. We want to maximize our impact. So the PDC is putting in four on behalf of Harrisonburg, Stanton, and Lanesboro. But because the commission is also the governing board for BRITE, we also are asking the commission to endorse four applications that BRITE is submitting. I'm going to very quickly walk you through each of those. I'm going to do the BRITE ones as a group because it's the exact same kind of transportation improvement at three different locations. I'm going to share my screen so you have a quick visual for each of those projects, and don't just, I guess, have to look at this gallery screen or me the whole time, but I'm going to share my screen. Oh, the host disabled attendee screen sharing. Bonnie, there is a, you should have a little arrow by screen share, and maybe advanced settings will let you allow me to also share my screen. And if that doesn't work, then I'll just carry on without the visual, and sorry I brought it up. Oh, there we go. Oh, Bonnie's sharing her screen. You know what? That's okay. We'll just keep going in the interest of time. If you just want to stop screen sharing, and we'll go back to the regular old Zoom.
Bonnie, you're muted right now.
Bonnie's muted, but sharing her screen.
Okay, I'm very sorry, but I do not know how to unshare my screen.
Don't feel bad.
It's a learning process for all of us.
Bring it right out of the butt. Well, I'll keep going.
Okay, sorry, I'm sorry, everybody. I'll keep looking for it.
Not okay. A problem. We can hear Ann's okay. Voice and see your face.
Okay. Okay. Onward. All right. So the first application the PDC is submitting is for a stretch of sidewalk along US 11 in the city of Harrisonburg. I always need to like look at the project myself to see it, but I might actually click a little just so I can tell you what I'm looking at. So that's our first project is North Main. From Holly Hill Drive to Mount Clinton Pike. So this is on one side of the street in Harrisonburg. The second project is in Stanton, and that is implementing one of the recommendations from our recent STARS study. STARS is an acronym that stands for Strategic Targeted Affordable Roadway Solutions. Hopefully Terry's like giving me a thumbs up right now. But we did that corridor study on US 11 or Greenville Avenue in Stanton. And one of the recommendations was to implement a road diet on Greenville Avenue, more or less from Statler, Ritchie Boulevard down to Richmond Road at the Watering Can and the railroad trestle. That stretch of Greenville Avenue has more roadway capacity than it needs, and we can use some of that space to accommodate a protected bike lane along with the existing sidewalk. So that's the next project. The third is another road diet and greenway project in Stanton. Commerce Road is US 11 business, and again, it's a divided four-lane roadway that has, you know, more space on the road than cars driving on it. So we would say it has plenty of capacity to drop one travel lane on the creek side of the highway, the north side, and bump the curb out and create a green buffer and a paved 10-foot path along the creek, and create a bike pedestrian connection heading north, or essentially north out of Stanton. The fourth project that the PDC is applying for on behalf of the city of Waynesboro are some safety and access management improvements along US 250 or West Main Street. These begin at the intersection with Ludewitt Boulevard and continue east all the way to Upman Parkway. And the gist of it is essentially installing a center median with cuts for turns at key intersections. Center medians eliminate opportunities for angle crashes when you have left turns. And so anyway, it's a safety project, and that's in the city of Waynesboro. And that was another study that was funded through the STARS program in partnership with VDOT, Augusta County, and the city of Waynesboro. So those are the PDC projects. And then finally, Bright Transit is submitting applications for pedestrian crossing improvements at three busy intersections in its service area, where we have bus stops on both sides of the street. So those are US 250 at Sanger's Lane. That's just east of the exit 222 interchange. So that's in Augusta County, right on the edge of Stanton. We would construct a high visibility crosswalk with pedestrian countdown signal and a dedicated pad for a bus stop and shelter, with sidewalk connecting from the crosswalk to the stop. Those improvements would be on both sides. The same type of improvement would be constructed US 11 and Dickhoff Lane in Verona, right at the government center. That's another high use, high boarding and alighting stop for Bright. And then the third is at US 250 and Ludewitt. So this is one that's sort of buried in that larger US 250 corridor project, but we wanted to be sure that even if we couldn't fund the larger project on 250, that we could at minimum make it's safer for pedestrians slash transit riders, right? Because you become a pedestrian the minute you're off the bus, being able to safely cross 250 if their destination is on the other side of the street. And then the fourth is just taking those three Bright improvements and submitting them as one entire project. And that's the one we really hope will be funded. So those are our eight Smart Scale resolutions of support. We submit those on August the 3rd, and all of those do require resolution of support from the governing body, which in this case is the PDC. So thank you very much. Of course, I'm happy to answer questions best I can about any of those projects.
Any commissioners have any questions on those projects? Yes, if you want to know who Dick Huff and Lou DeWitt are or were, we'll check in with our Augusta County commissioners. If there are no questions for Ann, thank you for the presentation and the reminder on this process, which is lengthy and time consuming. So thank you for your commitment and dedication. Ask for commissioners' consideration.
So moved.
Thank you, Bill.
Second.
I think I had Eddie for a second there. Have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of approval of the Smart Scale resolutions, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Just one abstention.
Thank you, Terry. Just don't want to vote for your own project.
Right, right.
Understood. Hazard of the profession.
It is.
Consideration of Title IV plan.
Me. That's it.
The I. We got IV on mine. Is it 6 or 4?
6. Made me look for a minute.
Mine is IV.
What's mine?
What happens when we use Roman numerals, but.
Okay, I'm going to keep going. this is the Bryant Title VI plan. Title VI is the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and because we receive federal funding, we must ensure that we do not discriminate against anybody in the operations or planning processes for Bryant Transit. We, of course, also have Title VI plans for both the MPOs as well, and take that very, very seriously. Federal Highways requested that we update Bryant Transit's Title VI plan this year, so that is the document before you. It also addresses environmental justice and how we specifically reach out to our limited English proficiency or LEP populations in the area. So again, the PDC, the commission, is the governing body for Bryant Transit, so we were requesting that the commission approve our updated Title VI plan for Bryant.
Title VI approval sought and asked for your consideration.
I move for approval.
I'm not sure who those came from, Rita, but I'll let you discern.
If you could state your name when you make the motion, then Rita will know exactly who made it. That's easier than a wave.
Who made that first motion?
Steve Schofield did.
Thank you, Steve. And the second?
Second, Bill Fitzgerald.
Thank you, Bill. All in favor of approval of the Title VI plan, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Consider 2020 CDBG regional priorities.
I'll take that, Mr. Friedman. Each year, the Virginia Department of Housing and Community Development asks all of the regions across the state to rank their grant activities. They have several grant programs that they operate each year and provide funding for. These are the CDBG grants, and they're in different categories, such as development, comprehensive community facilities, housing, and so forth. They have 5 different categories, and they ask each one of us to rank them, each PDC to rank them. And if a grant application comes in from your region and you have ranked that project in the highest category, you get extra bonus points. They ask us to submit these rankings in March. And so we did that, but we do need, because we didn't have an April meeting, we need your endorsement now, even though you're ratifying it after the effect, because we got the rankings in when they were due. So you have those in. We don't know of any CDBG grant applications that any of our localities are gonna submit this year that would qualify them for these bonus points. But we do this just as a safety measure in the event that we do. So we have those before you. We're asking you to ratify those that went in back in March.
Frank is muted.
Frank, you're muted.
Having a great conversation with myself. Thank you.
Those are the best kind, Frank.
Indeed. Just affirming that the Planners Commission, economic development, housing, and community facility were our number one priorities, with comprehensive community development and community service facility close second. And would ask for your consideration of the 2020 regional priorities. Again, if you can state your name and the motion would be great.
So moved. Support the priorities, Terry Short.
Thank you, Terry.
Carolyn Dahl, second.
Thank you, Carolyn. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of approval of the CDBG regional priorities, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Dynamer Chirps. Connie, do you want to take these separately for any reason or look at them all together?
They can be all looked at together. There's six of them, I believe.
A through F. And would ask if any members, commissioners, have any questions, concerns, thoughts, or emotions about any of the chirps. Silence being deafening, I would ask for your consideration of the chirps as presented.
So moved, Bill Fitzgerald.
Second, George.
Thank you, George. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you very much. Couple of items for the good of the cause. One, in no particular order, we're scheduled to meet August 17th. At this point, does anyone have an objection to continuing to meet in Zoom land and not in person? My personal preference would be for us all to be together and have a wonderful meal as we typically do, but at this point we'll plan on continued concerns with COVID and plan to meet via Zoom. If you have any concerns or thoughts about that, just give me or Bonnie or both of us a call. Also, one of the treats for your PDC chair is a seat at the I-81 committee meeting. And that's been very dormant and very quiet, quite honestly, but received a request from the Ronique Day, who's organizing for Terry Austin. And it looked like it'll probably be June 30th. There was a request for dates and times that worked. It looks like June 30th. What time? I don't know. It hasn't been affirmed yet, but that was the day that everybody was able to make it. So mark your calendars and stay tuned for the next I-81 committee, which will be meeting via Zoom. Besides Carolyn, is there anyone else who's wearing their slippers today? Just kidding. Lastly, I just want to share a quote in light of things that have been going on in our nation, and certainly I know in our community and perhaps in your community, but a quote from Robert Kennedy. What is objectionable, what is dangerous about extremists is not that they are extreme, but they are intolerant. The evil is not what they say about their cause, but what they say about their opponents. And I'm hopeful that and thankful for each one of you for your commitment to your community and leading by example of being kind, being a leader, and working to solve problems for folks, and being advocates for a positive, functioning, thoughtful government. So thank you for all that you do. And that extends to Rita, who I know is actually running the ship, but Bonnie and Lee and the rest of the staff and the whole PDC team, thank you for what you're doing, supporting our communities and keeping us on the straight and narrow and compliant and progressive as well. Is there anything else, comments, questions, or concerns from commissioners or staff? Hearing none, I will adjourn our meeting and thank you all and wish you a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.